It's Matty Garwood playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. And tonight we are catching up with Dana Crowe. She has launched a single, Anchor in the Blue. It's a bit of a guitar-driven, uplifting answer to the challenges that we did have last year. Dana, thanks for having a chat to us here on Ausmade.
Thanks for having me.
Now, have you found everything that's going on in Melbourne at the moment, Dana?
Well, I've just actually moved from Melbourne just before Christmas.
Oh, did you? Where are you now?
Well, my family's on the Gold Coast, so I've just come up here for a while. But my heart's still in Melbourne.
Yeah, I lived in Melbourne for a while. It's a really creative hub, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
You'll find some different inspirations up there, though, with the sun on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I think so, hopefully.
Is that generally what you do? Do you find your surroundings give you influences for music?
Yeah, I think it works that way, actually.
Yeah.
Where you are and where you're living and
yeah.
The weather, maybe.
Yeah, of course. And what about for Anchor in the Blue, Dana?
I actually wrote it probably 18 months ago,
yeah.
So it was before 2020, and I planned to put it on an album, but last year everything obviously got changed.
Of course.
Because I couldn't play any gigs or anything in Melbourne, I just thought, oh, I've got to do something, so I just decided to put the song out.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it kind of fit the theme of last year anyway, because
yeah.
Everyone was so separated, so yeah.
And you do a little bit of music teaching yourself as well, Dana?
Just a little bit,
yeah.
Just a casual teacher.
And you kind of specialise in guitar work?
I do, yeah.
And when did you pick up your first guitar?
I didn't find it until I was 18, actually, so I was a
yeah.
late starter.
Excellent, and you've never looked back?
No, couldn't put it down after.
Good, and with Anchor in the Blue, it's obviously got some heavy guitar work in there, and it actually got some work done over in Nashville on it.
Yeah, it got mastered in Nashville.
How did you come about with the relationships over there in the US?
That just comes through the producer I worked with.
Awesome.
He normally gets stuff done with a guy over there, so it just worked out that way, so we normally use him now.
And what else have you got coming up throughout this year, Dana?
Before I left Melbourne, before Christmas,
yeah.
I recorded another two songs,
mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I'll have enough for an album soon. I just have to finish off another couple. If I can get organised, that's what I'll be doing.
And do they sound very similar to this one as well?
Yeah, they do. They've got a bit of a kick in the guitar, the same way.
Yeah.
The other one's got a bit of a banjo in it as well.
Sure. Do you play that?
No, I don't, but I'd like to.
Well,
maybe one day.
Maybe you'll have to get one out and start tinkering on the beaches up there in the in the sunshine,
I think so.
Hey?
That'll stand out for sure.
Well, we're absolutely loving Anchor in the Blue as you enjoy the sun up there in Queensland. We're going to play it right now. Dana, would you like to introduce it for me?
Yes, this is Dana Crowe, and you're about to listen to Anchor in the Blue.